Okay, geweldig.
Your movie.
Okay, let's begin. So last week's parsha is Parshas Re'eh. The pasuk says, "Menitatzam es mizbechaisam, you shall shatter their altars. V'shibartam es matzevaisam, you shall break their matzevas." Also a type of mizbeach. Asherem tisrefum ba'esh, their trees of worship, you shall burn in fire. Uvsile Eloheim tegadeun, their idols you shall destroy. Vibadatem es shemom en amokem ahu, and you shall eradicate their name from that place, referring to Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk is telling us that when we go into Eretz Yisrael, we have to shatter the altars of the idol worshippers, burn their trees, and eradicate the name of the Avodah Zarah. And the next pasuk is Lo Yisasun Kein LaShem Elokeichem. Do not do so to Hashem your God. Meaning, everything that was mentioned before that you shall do to the altars and the trees and the name of the idol worshippers, you shall not do that to Hashem your God. And Rashi says, "Azhora lemoichek es Hashem, ulenoitetz even min hamizbeach." This is a loisase. This is a prohibition for someone to erase Hashem's name, or for someone to knock a stone off the mizbeach. I mean, to chip away a stone from the mizbeach. This is what this pasuk is telling us, that you should only destroy the mizbeach of the goyim. You shall only eradicate the name of the Avodah Zarah. Do not do that to Hashem, meaning that there's a lav to destroy, to chip away a rock from the mizbeach, or to erase Hashem's name. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, continues Rashi. Says Rabbi Shmuel, "V'chisala al datcha sheYisrael noitetzinas hamizbechos." How does it even enter your mind that a yid would break the mizbeach? Why does the Torah need to give us a loisase? Why does the Torah need to give us a prohibition not to destroy the mizbeach, not to knock a stone off the mizbeach? How would it enter anybody's mind that a yid would do such a thing? Ella, rather, says Rabbi Shmuel, the pasuk is telling us, "Shleitasuk maseim, do not act like the idol worshippers." Because if you do act like the idol worshippers, then your sins will cause the migdash avaseichem sheyachorev, that the beis hamigdash will be destroyed. So the Tanna Kamma says that the pasuk is to be taken literally. Don't knock a rock off the mizbeach. Don't erase Hashem's name. Rabbi Shmuel says no. The pasuk is not to be taken literally. The pasuk is telling us, do not cause through your actions that Hashem should destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So we need to understand the position of the Tanna Kamma. Because Rabbi Shmuel has a valid taina. How could it enter a yid's mind? How could it enter anyone's mind? Enter anyone's mind that a yid would destroy the mizbeach, or a yid would erase Hashem's name? Why does the pasuk need to prohibit this bichlal? We are entering Chodesh Elul. A time of preparation for the Yom Ha'Niroim, and we need to focus on what our avodah is in Chodesh Elul, and how to prepare properly for the in Parshas Vayetze, the pasuk says that when Yaakov came to the Mokem HaMikdash, Yaakov on his way to Choron stopped at the Mokim and Migdash and Hara Maria. It says, Vayikach me avnei ha-mokim, vayosim ra-shoisav. He took from the stones of the place, and he placed it around his head. And, vayishkav ha-mokim ahu. And he, Yaakov Avinu went to sleep. Then it says, "Va'yikach aso even asher sam ra'shoisav." He took the rock that he had placed by his head, "Va'yosam oisam matzeva," and he made it a matzeva. He made it an altar. And Rashi brings the famous medrash because there's a discrepancy here. The pasuk begins by saying that Yaakov took numerous stones, and then it says when he woke up, he took the stone. So Rashi says, and it's even more elaborate than the Medrash. It says that Yaakov originally took 12 stones and placed it either around or beneath his head. And his chilu merivai zuimzu. The stones started fighting with one another. Each one said, "Ola yaniach hatzadik es roishoy." I want the tzadik to place his head upon me. Says the Medrash, "Miyad osan hakadosh baruch hu even achas." Immediately Hashem made them into one stone. And that is why, when Yaakov woke up, he took the stone and made that the matzeva. And we need to understand, what is this all about? We know that stones don't talk. And what does it mean that they were fighting? And Hashem made them into one stone. There's definitely a message here that we have to learn from this medrash. And I'd like to suggest that the 12 stones represent the 12 Shevatim. And each and every Shevet has its own derech in Avodas Hashem. Each and every Shevet has its own approach to Avodas Hashem. The problem is that it's chilu merivoy zuimzu. The problem is that they started fighting with one another, each one claiming that their approach to Avodas Hashem is the only approach, and invalidating thereby the approach of their fellow, totally disregarding and degrading any other approach to Avodas Hashem. To which Hashem responded, "You don't have to fight. There is more than one approach to Avodas Hashem. You can all be one Evan Achas. You can all be united. Because the tzaddik's head can, which is the Yisrael Sava, Yaakov Avinu's derech, can be interpreted in many different ways. You don't need to each claim, Ola yaniach hatzaddik es roishoy, that only upon me can the tzaddik place his head, meaning that only that my derech is the derech of Yisrael Sava, is the derech of Yaakov Avinu, and no other derech is the derech. There's no reason to claim that. You can all be an Evan Achas. You can all be united with the knowledge that Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim, each and every one of these approaches is the true approach to Avodas Hashem. Or according to this, what comes out is that every person that does invalidate another person's avodah is thereby chipping away a stone from the mizbeach, because that even achas that was made up of the 12 Shevatim, which Hashem tells us, no, all 12 can be united into one rock, that is what Yaakov made the Mizbeach. He made that, by invalidating another Yid Zavoida, by degrading another Yid Zavoida, Chas v'Sholom a Yid is noitetz even min ha-Mizbeach. You're chipping away a rock from the Mizbeach. So when the Torah tells us that there's a loisase to v'noitetz eben man amizbeach, and the Tanakhama takes it literally. I believe that what the Tanakhama is telling us is, do not invalidate the avoid of another yid. Sheila, close the door, please, behind you. Okay.
What?
Close the door behind you. Okay, I'm giving a shear.
Shear?
Yeah. Then when you leave, close the door. So that now we understand what the lav is of noitetz emem and amizbeach. The lav of moichikas Hashem, of erasing Hashem's name, I believe we can understand through, there's an Orachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Ve'eschanan, on the Pasuk of Atem HaDveikim V'Hashem Elekeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. The Pasuk says, you are connected to Hashem, your God. You are all alive this day. Says the Orachayim HaKadosh, he explains this Pasuk according to the Rambam. The Rambam says that there are letters that are connected to Hashem's name that sometimes are considered part of Hashem's name, and therefore, if someone would erase those letters, one would be chayiv, one would be culpable for erasing Hashem's name. And then there are letters that are added to Hashem's name that do not become parts of a part of Hashem's name, and if someone would erase those letters, there's nothing wrong with that. So, for example, says the Rambam, the letters that precede Hashem's name, let's say, if we want to say to Hashem, the way it would be written would be La Hashem, or Ba Hashem, or Ka Hashem, Me Hashem. All those letters that precede Hashem's name do not become part of Hashem's name. If somebody would erase that letter, there's nothing wrong with that. Says the Rambam, though, but if some there are letters that follow Hashem's name, such as Elokeinu, which means our God. Hashem's name is Elokei. Right? When we want to say our God, we say Elokeinu. Or if we want to say your God, we say Elokeichem or Elokecho. Those letters, the letters that follow Hashem's name, says the Rambam, become part of Hashem's name. And if someone would erase even only those letters, let's say the Chaf Mem of Elokeichem, that would be considered erasing Hashem's name. Because the letters that follow Hashem's name become part of Hashem's name. Says Or HaChaim HaKadosh that Klal Yisrael is connected to Hashem in a way that we become part of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That we are inseparable. And therefore, those who try to erase us are as if they are trying to erase Hashem's name, which is impossible. And the Rachaim HaKadosh teaches the Pasuk, V'atam adveikim v'Hashem. Do you know how you're connected to Hashem? Elokeichem, like the word Elokeichem. Meaning that you are like the Chof Mem at the end of Elokeichem, and that's why Chaim Kulchem Hayoyim. That's why you're alive till this very day. No one can erase you, because you are part of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And I believe that there's a very deep message in the words of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. And that is that it really depends where a person places himself in order to know how connected the person is to Hashem. Throughout our nesiyonis, our day-to-day nesiyonis, really what everything boils down to is who comes first? Is it myself or is it the Rabbeinu Shel Olam? If a person places themselves first, making themselves first priority and second, Rabbeinu Shel Olam second priority, so they place themselves before Hashem's name. They are like the letters that precede Hashem's name, and therefore they are separable from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But if a person understands that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is priority number one, that Rabbeinu Shel Olam comes first and I am secondary, so the person places themselves after the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then the dveikus, the connection that person has to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, is a dveikus that is inseparable. So then we are like the letters that follow Hashem's name because we place Hashem before ourselves. And I believe that this is what the Pasuk is referring to later on in the Parsha. The Pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Alekechem Telechu. You should go, you should walk after Hashem Alekechem. Place yourself after Hashem. And the end of the pasuk is Uvoisid Bakun. And then you will be able to be connected to Hashem. Because Achrei Hashem Alekechem Telechu. You are placing yourself after Hashem, and therefore your connection is like the Chof Mem of Alekechem. And then you can be zoicha to uvoisid bakun, to be totally connected to Hashem. What comes out though is that when chas v'shalom a person places themselves before the Rabbeinu Shalala, in essence what they're doing is erasing Hashem's name. Because we happen to be, by essence, we are connected to Hashem as Elokeichem, as the Chof Mem of Elokeichem, like the Orach Haim HaKadosh says. And when someone places themselves before the Rabbeinu Shleilam, it is as if they are erasing that Chof Mem and placing themselves before the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And this is what the Pasuk calls Moichek Es Hashem. There is a azhara here. Don't be a moichik as Hashem. And that is what the Pasuk says. V'yibadetem eshemom en amokem ahu. Erase the names of the idol of the idols. Lo yisasun kein l'Hashem Elokeichem. Don't do so to the Hashem, which is Elokeichem, which is your God, but in a way that you are the Chof Mem of Elokeichem. So if you do place yourself first, you'd be erasing that Chof Mem. Don't erase the Hashem Alekechem. So what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, Rabbi Shmuel is really explaining the words of the Tanakhama. V'chisala al datcha. Can it enter your mind that a Yid would actually chip a rock off the Mizbeach or actually erase Hashem's name? No. Loisasun kimaseihem. Don't act like they act. Meaning, don't invalidate other people. Other people's avodas Hashem. Don't place yourself before the Rabbeinu Shleilam, because if you do so, that is the equivalent of noitetz evim min hamizbeach. When you degrade another yid's avodah, you're knocking a rock off the mizbeach. That is the equivalent of moichik es Hashem when you place yourself before the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And I believe this is our avodah in Chodesh Elul. This is the avodah we need to focus on. Focusing on our achdus, making sure we're taka that one even achas, understanding that there are many different approaches to avodas Hashem, not degrading another yid avoda, and always seeing to place the Rabbeinu Shleilam before us. Perhaps Elul stands for these two different types of avoda. The Aleph Lamed stands for Lashem Alekechem, as it says in the pasuk Leisasim Kein Lashem Alekechem. So the Aleph Lamed is Lashem Alekechem, and the Vav Lamed is V'ahavta L'Reyacha. The two types of Avoda that we need to focus on, making sure that Hashem Alekechem, that we follow Hashem's name, like the Chof Mem of Alekechem, and V'ahavta L'Reyacha, making sure that we love another Yid, Kamoicha, we love his Avoda just as much as we love our own Avoda. By focusing on that, we should be Zoicha to Eksiva V'chasima Tov and Agit Kevan Shtior. Now, I'd like to share with you one more vort. One second. Great. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to continue. It says, the pasuk begins, the parasha begins, Re'eyo noichi noisen lefneichem hayoim bracha u'kalala. See, I place before you today a blessing and a curse. Es ha-bracha, the bracha is asher tishmu ha-mitzvah is Hashem alekechem, that you shall listen to the mitzvahs of Hashem your God, asher anoichi mitzvah eschem hayoim, that I command you today. Va'aklola, and the curse is emloi tishmu ha-mitzvah is Hashem alekechem. If you won't listen to the commandments of Hashem your God, and you will deviate from the path that I command you today, l'lechas achra elohim acherim asher lo yedatem, to walk after other gods that you have not known. Now the Mefarshim point out that the word hayoim appears many times, at least one time in each one of these pesukim. Re'eon noichi noisan fnechem hayoim bracha klala. See, I place before you today a bracha klala. And so on, in the next two pesukim, the word hayoim appears, where it seems that the pasuk would not be missing anything, would not be lacking anything, if the pasuk would not say the word hayoim. The Zohar HaKadosh, Chazal, tell us that when the word Hayoim appears, that it is referring to Rosh Hashanah. And they derive this from a pasuk in Iyuv, where it says, Vayivoyu b'nayu alekim l'hisiyatev, Vayhi Hayoim. It was Hayoim, Vayivoyu b'nayu alekim l'hisiyatev, that all the angels came to judgment before Hashem. And there, the Chazal tell us that when it says Vayhi Hayoim, that it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that wherever the word Hayoim is mentioned, it's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And we need to understand, why is it that Rosh Hashanah is called Hayoim, the day? And once again, we need to understand what our Avodah might be in Chodesh Elul. So the Imrei Noyim, I saw in the Sefer Imrei Noyim, he says a Gevald Gevart. He says that the Ba'emes, it's very, very important for a Yid to be able to live in the moment, to appreciate the moment that he is in, whether the person is doing a mitzvah, person is davening, person learning Torah, and there's constant distractions, distractions of worries and anxieties of what the future will bring, whether it's parnasa, all different types of distractions of gashmias that try to take us away from the moment that we are in. It's very, very important that the person, when it comes to thoughts of materialism, that the person should not allow those thoughts to distract the person from living in the moment. But that is only when it comes to when the person is involved in Ruchnius and thoughts of Gashmius try to distract the person from living in the moment. However, says the Imrei Noyim, when a person is involved in Gashmius and thoughts of Ruchnius come into his mind, or thoughts of Ruchnius should be coming into his mind, the person should be focusing on what are the repercussions of what I'm about to do? What are the consequences of what I'm about to do? Then it is not appropriate for the person to live in the moment. Then the person needs to take the future into consideration. So when the person is involved in Ruchnius and thoughts of Gashmius are trying to distract the person, then the person must focus only on the moment. The person has to be able to dismiss all other thoughts of worry of the future, totally dismiss those thoughts and focus on the present. Whereas if the person is involved in Gashmius and thoughts of Ruchnius should be entering his mind, what am I doing? What are the repercussions going to be? What are the consequences going to be? Then it is very appropriate that the person should live in the future and not in the moment. So this concept of living in the moment is called Hayoim. Today, living in the moment. Hayoim, living in the moment, says the Imrei Noyim, can be a bracha and it can be a klala. If the person is living in the moment when they're involved in Ruchnius, involved in Torah, involved in Tefillah, involved in a mitzvah, and they're not allowing all the thoughts of Gashmias to distract them, then Hayoim is a bracha. But if the person is just enjoying Olam Hazeh, enjoying this the pleasures of this world without taking into consideration the future, then Hayoim is a klala. Then Hayoim, living in the moment, is a curse. says the problem is that, right, the instead of a person, when the person is involved in Ruchnius, dismissing all of the thoughts of Gashmius, and when the person is involved in Gashmius, taking into consideration the future, the way ordinarily that it goes is the opposite. That when it comes to Ruchnius, we're always being distracted by all different thoughts of Gashmius. We don't have the ability to live in the moment. And when we're involved in Olam Hazeh, we don't take a second to consider what the repercussions are going to be. And Imre Noyam goes on to explain that this is what the Chazal tell us, Ein va'ata ela tshuva. Chazal say that when the Torah says va'ata, and now, it's a reference to tshuva. He says because the only way to properly do tshuva is to be able to have the frame of mind to be able to focus on to be able to live in the moment. If the person is constantly distracted by all their different thoughts of Gashmias, it is impossible for the person to be able to do tshuva properly. Ein va'ata, when the pasuk says va'ata, which means now, ein va'ata el tshuva. So he says, when it says Vayter in the Pasuk, Loisasun, Kechoyel Asher Anachnu Oisim Poi Hayoim Ishkala Yosha Be'enav. He says, don't do like you're doing with the Hayoim Ishkala Yosha Be'enav. Don't use the Hayoim, which is the ability to live in the moment, to do Ishkala Yosha Be'enav, to do everything you wish to do. Meaning, don't involve yourself in Olam Hazeh and live in the moment without taking the future into consideration. Ki loy vasem ad ata, because that's not what the purpose of ata, of now, is. Loy vasem ad ata la menucha v'la nachla. The purpose of ata, of living in the moment, is not for menucha and nachla. It's not for pleasure. The purpose of living in the moment is for ruchnias, not for gashmias. Those are the words of the Imre Noyam. And perhaps this is why Rosh Hashanah is called Hayoim, because on Rosh Hashanah is the day that we're judged how we used our Hayoim. How did we use the moment? Did we use the moment for Ruchnius, which is what it's supposed to be used for? Did we dismiss all of the thoughts of Gashmias that were trying to distract us while we were involved in Ruchnias? Or did we use the Hayoim to enjoy Olam Hazeh, not taking into consideration the repercussions, the consequences of what we might be doing? And perhaps this is why on Rosh Hashanah we lay in the parsha of Avraham Avinu banishing Yishmael. Because I once heard a word from my father, Zalzal Gezint. My father said that we find that when, in that parsha, that when Sarah found Avram, found Yishmael with Yitzchak, it says that he saw, take a look in the pasuk here, She saw Yishmael being mitzachik, laughing. So my father pointed out that take a look at the difference between Yishmael and Yitzchak. Yishmael is called a mitzachik, which is a laugher, present tense, laughing. Yitzchak is he will laugh. Yitzchak is lashon asid. It's future tense. He will laugh. Mitzachik is present. He's laughing. And my father said that the Yishmoels of the world live in the moment when it comes to Gashmias without taking into consideration what the repercussions and the consequences of their actions might be. Instant gratification. Yitzchak means he will laugh. Yitzchak always takes into consideration that he shall be the one that laughs at the end. that this should be, that whatever he's doing is something that he will appreciate in the future. So on Rosh Hashanah, which is the day that we are judged on our Hayoim, how we used our Hayoim, so the Kriya of the day of Rosh Hashanah is the Kriya of Yitzchak and Metzachik. Are we a Metzachik or are we a Yitzchak? Now, Amalek is the power within us that tries to distract us and doesn't allow us to focus and appreciate the moment, at least when we're involved in Ruchnius, doesn't allow us to appreciate the moment. The Amalek wants us to be constantly focused on the tomorrow, to be worried and concerned about the tomorrow in order not to be able to appreciate the moment, the mitzvah, the Torah, the tefillah that we're involved in. And the Imrei Noyim there in the parsha of Amalek explains that that is why it says in the pasuk ki yod al kes ka milchama l'Hashem b'Amalek midor dor, that Amalek, says the Imrei Noyim, covers over the vav ke. He separates the yud ke from the vav ke. And Chazal tells us ein Hashem sholem, that the Hashem's name will not be complete until Amalek's name will be totally erased. Meaning we don't have the Vavke. Says the Imrei Noyim, what does the Vavke of Hashem's name represent? Yudke Vavke, we know the definition of Yudke Vavke is Hoya Hoyve Veyia. He was, he is, and he will be. The letters that represent Hoyve is the Vavke of Hashem's name. That represents the present. Amalek can't tolerate living in the present, can't tolerate living in the moment. He always has us caught up with the distractions of the future. So Amalek does not allow that Vavke. Ki yod al keis ka, melcham al Hashem v'Amalek. All he allows is the Yudke, which represents Yiyah. He has us concerned constantly with the future. And that is why when Moshe told Yeshua to go fight Amalek, he said, "Tzei hilachem ba'amalek machar." Go fight with the Amalek that has us focused on the tomorrow. Tzei hilachem ba'amalek machar. That is what Amalek is about. Amalek is about having us concerned about the machar in order not to be able to be focused on the hayyim. And perhaps this is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, or the Rabbeinu Shlalem actually tells us right before Kabbalah HaTorah. If you want to be able to accept the Torah, it says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtem hayoim u'machar. Literal pshat in the Pasuk is, sanctify yourselves today and tomorrow. I believe what the Pasuk is telling us is, V'kidashtem hayoim u'machar. You have to sanctify your today and your tomorrow. You have to know when it is that you have to live in the moment, which is when it comes to Ruchnius, it has to be Hayoim. You have to be able to live in the moment, and you have to sanctify your Mochar. Meaning when it comes to Gashmius, you have to have in mind what the consequences of tomorrow is. What are the repercussions going to be? If you want to be able to be Mekabel the Torah, V'kidashtam Hayoim u'Mochar, you have to accept. You have to sanctify your Hayoim and your Mochar. Shabbos Kodesh is a day of living in the moment. Chazal tell us on the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk, Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekadshoi, Sheish Yisyom Tavod V'asisa Kol Malachtecha, you should do all your work. Say Chazal, a person has to envision on Shabbos Ki Ilu Kol Malachtecha Asuya. You have to be able to enjoy the Shabbos as if all your work is done. You can't be concerned about your work. You can't be concerned about what tomorrow will bring. Shabbos is a day of focusing and living in the moment. And that is why we find that the word Hayoim appears so many times when the Pasuk talks about Shabbos, specifically in Parshas B'Shalach. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Moshe, Ichlu Hayoim. Kishabbos Hayoim Lashem. Hayoim Lesitzu Basoda. You have three times the word Hayoim in the same pasuk when the Torah talks about Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos is all about the hayoim, living in the moment, appreciating the moment without being concerned about all of the gashmias that tries to distract us all the time. And that is why there's a mitzvah of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekadshoi, not only on Shabbos, every day of the week we have a mitzvah to remember what Shabbos is about, because Shabbos is relevant all week long. We have to be able, when we're involved in Ruchnias, to appreciate the moment. How are we yoitza the mitzvah of Zohar Siyam HaShabbos Lekadshoi every day? We say, Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Sheni B'Shabbos. Every day of the week we say, Hayoim. We have to be able to live in the moment. Perhaps we can say a remez that the word Hayyim is the first letters of, first of all, you have in the word, and the Hayyim is Vavke, which is the letters of Hashem's name that represent the present. And then the leftover letters are Yud and Mem, which is the Rosh HaTevis of Yitzchak and Mitzachik. Knowing when to use the Hayyim, when to be a Yitzchak and when to be a Mitzachik. When it comes to Ruchnias, to be a Mitzachik, to live it, to appreciate the moment. And when it comes to Gashmias, to always focus on Yitzchak. Will I laugh in the future? Will I be able to appreciate this in the future? That is our Avodah. To prepare for the Hayyim Haras Olam, for the day of Rosh Hashanah that is called Hayyim, the day that we will be judged, how we used our Hayyim. So the Eibshter help, and that we should be zoiche to work on our Hayyim, to use it properly, and we should be zoiche to aksivach sima toiv and agit kevensh tiyur. Yeshikoyach. What? I'm here. Yeah, I do. Do you hear me? Right.